Welcome to the podcast, everybody. This is the Big J and BB Show. I am Joey Real Talk Catrano.
I am Ryan Green Machine Ebner.
And we're back.
Yeah, we're back. I think it's the first episode of 2019, right?
Yeah.
Nice, man.
Happy New Year, guys. It's the first
of February.
Yeah, so, you know, jumping right in. No hesitation, no downtime, nothing.
Never, ever. But you can still find us on Facebook.com/BigJandBBShow, on Twitter @BigJandBBShow. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Play Music Store by searching The Big J and BB Show. You can check out us on our buddy's stream, Mr. Undead Red Bull. Just search twitch.tv/UndeadRedBull. Thanks.
Nice.
Yeah.
We're going to change it up. We're going to usually we end with a question. We're going to start with a question, Ryan.
Love it.
So, Avengers Endgame is coming out, and nobody's ready for it. Or maybe you are, I don't know, you're a weird person, but we got Captain Marvel coming out.
Emotionally, I'm not ready.
So, in the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe,
yes,
that is part of this whole, you know, Endgame type deal, people always got their favorites, but, and they're least favorites, I guess. So, what is your favorite one, and then what's your, like, one that you're like, I'm not a big fan of that?
My favorite one, ooh, that's tough. I think it's the first Guardians of the Galaxy. Because when that movie came out, it was really different than a lot of the other superhero movies that they were churning out, or even other companies were churning out. I really liked how they took characters that, like, maybe some hardcore comic book nerds knew, but, like, the average person probably didn't know those characters very well. But they made you really care about those characters, and, you know, obviously, if you watch Infinity War, you know, it kind of all came together pretty well with those characters. But the first one just felt really good. Like, it was the first team up with them, and it was really funny, and the humor was really good. I thought those actors were perfect for each one of them for that spot. That was probably my favorite.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite?
My favorite is kind of an underdog, I feel like, but Doctor Strange.
That's a good one.
I've watched it. That's the only movie I've watched, like, multiple times, as in, like, several, like four plus.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
The movie, I mean, I don't know, I've always liked the weird superheroes, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm a Gambit fan. Doctor Strange, I'm a huge fan of. So I mean,
you also even liked Iron Man, and Iron Man wasn't really that popular until the movies came out.
That's true, too. But, no, Doctor Strange was definitely my favorite one.
Mm-hmm.
I liked all the graphics. I liked how trippy and bizarre it was, and then how powerful you could see that this, you know, being is going to become.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we see what he did in Infinity War, and I'm really excited for the next one to see how he progressed his powers.
Right. But he's dead.
Yeah, he's not.
He's not. He's not dead.
So what would your least favorite be?
Probably Iron Man 2.
Yeah?
I hate that one. I think that's the one with Mickey Rourke and the Live Wire dude or whatever the fuck I hate that fucking movie so much.
Part of me wants to agree with you. That was not a great one.
That one's really shitty. Yeah, no, that one's really, really shitty. Because even Iron Man 3 was kind of meh, but then they threw AC/DC in it, so you're kind of like, oh, that's kind of cool. But, like, it was okay. But Iron Man 2 is fucking brutal.
Yeah, I like all the Captain Americas. I don't know. Guardians 2 I wasn't huge on.
Yeah, but it was still like, oh, that's pretty cool. Because they had moments, you know, like Yondu and stuff like that.
It did, but I felt like it fell off. Like, they could have done way more, and they just, like, after doing the first one so well,
yeah,
and then you go in the second one, it's just like,
I think
well,
that's
kind of like slapped together.
That's kind of how I felt with Iron Man, because I thought the first one was so good, and then the second one was meh. Also, you can always include the Edward Norton Hulk movie, too. That's the very first one.
Is that part of the MCU, though?
Mm, technically.
Oh, okay.
Shitty. It was also really shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, I don't know.
Guardians 2 for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Guardians, because I just didn't feel like it was nearly as good as the first one, or lived up to what it could have been.
Right.
And then, staying on the MCU,
mm-hmm,
Black Panther is going to be the first superhero movie to be nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars. Now, out of all the movies, I guess, MCU, DC, superhero movies in general, Is that the one that, you know, as a superhero fan, you want to be portrayed as, this is what we got?
It's not that it's a bad movie. I don't think it's a bad movie. I think it got over, I think a lot of people, like, I would be honest, when I first saw it, I was like, wow, that was a really cool movie. I think visually it's really cool. Some of the story is okay, but for it to be the first one nominated for an Oscar, personally, my, I mean, Guardians is my favorite, but, like, The Winter Soldier, that movie is outstanding. Because it wasn't just a superhero movie. It felt like a political thriller and everything else, and it was really, really good. So, I mean, I would say, I don't know if Black Panther necessarily deserved to be last. It's not a bad movie. Like, I like it. It's not in my top five, but, like, I don't know.
It was super cool, but, like you said, with Winter Soldier, that was a great movie.
Right.
And even, like, Thor Ragnarok, a great movie.
Yeah.
Even the, like we said, the first Guardians.
Fucking Infinity War.
Infinity War, I mean,
yeah.
Out of all of that, I don't know, I mean,
the first Avengers team up.
See, like, visually, I don't think Black Panther visually was like, holy shit, this is beautiful.
See, I saw Aquaman, and I was like, well, I thought that shit on Black Panther visually.
Oh, yeah.
I thought Aquaman looked way better.
I watched Aquaman in 3D, and it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I know, I saw people upset that Spider-Verse, Into the Spider-Verse was getting, like, a bunch of attention. And I was like, damn, like, visually, and Black Panther wasn't. I was like, you gotta understand, man, Into the Spider-Verse, like, if you haven't seen it, it's really worth watching, because the way they did it was just so insane. Sal, what's up?
Special guest.
I think I just got off work. I think it's getting nominated for the political side behind it, and that's the only reason it's getting nominated. Because, like you guys said, there's hundreds of movies that have been 100 times better than that movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because it's, you know, the whole thing behind it, the black power, the first black
and
superhero.
Like, and which is so
like
shitty, because poor Blade gets fucking forgotten, bro.
Yep.
Poor Wesley Snipes.
The first Blade was fucking phenomenal.
But you know what, and I just dawned on it, I'm so stuck on Marvel, but the Dark Knight, like, that movie was so good.
Well, that's what I was trying to say, like, MCU or Marvel in general, DC.
Honestly, I thought all three Batman's movies are probably better than any Marvel movie I've ever seen.
Honestly, I don't know how you feel about Days of Future Past for X-Men.
Outstanding. And some people hate it because they're like, that was a lazy way of them getting it all together.
It.
Yeah, but to me, I thought it blended together so well.
I really like the work they did with it.
I love that fucking movie so much. Because
even when he was putting the coin through, that was a throwback to, like, the very first X-Men movie, and that was amazing.
Yeah, I thought that was really, really good.
But we got Black Panther. And
it's still a great movie. Like I said, I take nothing away from the Black Panther movie. I love that movie. I watched it multiple times. I actually really enjoy it. It was just that when I think of superhero movies in general and the Oscars,
for being the first one nominated,
the Batman trilogy with Christopher Nolan, hands down, is probably the greatest superhero trilogy of all time. And the fact that those never got nominated is really weird. And maybe it's the time, because at the time, superhero movies were popular, obviously, but it's not like they were getting a lot of recognition like that. But then at the same time, like, Heath Ledger was nominated for best
supporting actor,
you know. So it's like, damn, really, you know. I look at movies like that, and I think those movies are, like I touched upon with Winter Soldier, because they were more than a superhero movie. And I do understand, like you said, with the Black Panther, with the social issues and everything going on, the black superhero, and that was a really big deal, and you know, I get that, but I don't know. But Netflix is making a killing, because I think, like, three of their fucking movies are up for Best Picture.
Netflix makes some good originals.
Those fuckers do.
Other than Bird Box. Garbage.
Didn't see it. Didn't want to see it.
Don't. It's stupid.
Already watched Quiet Place.
With
Jim.
Yeah.
Run it.
Pokemon Go is having its February Community Day, and it's a great one, guys. It's fucking Swinub.
Trash. Don't need it.
Oh,
it's cold out.
The little pig, pillow swine.
I never realized that the big tuna was the main character in Quiet Place.
You talk about from the Office tuna?
Yeah.
Jim?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never realized it until just right now.
When I said it?
Yeah.
Well, he has a beard.
I know. He looks crazy.
Yeah.
That's kind of jacked.
It's John Krasinski.
Yeah.
Jim.
Big tuna.
Big tuna.
Yeah, Pokemon Go is having its event on February 18th. Get you some Swinubs. I already have enough for two of the...
You misinformed them. It's the 16th.
I look like an 8.
Sorry.
Alright. Well,
correction.
It's from the 16th to the 18th, but it's really only on the 16th.
Go get you a swan.
And then, who's it? Palkia is coming to the raid.
He is out right now, as we speak. Gonna have to do some of those, because fucking Palkia is badass.
I mean, Dialga's better, but it's cool.
But I want both. You see how strong that Palkia was there getting?
Yeah.
27s, 28s. I saw some 2900 Palkias.
Maybe it's not a negative 50 out, I like to go out.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That was really cold.
Yeah. I guess kind of political, not really political, but some person.
I got you. House Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez joined Donkey Kong 64 marathon stream to help raise money for trans youth in the United Kingdom.
Totally forgot Alexandria. I was looking at the
middle name. As you were going, I'm like, he don't want to try to pronounce this right now.
Yeah.
But it was really cool. She went on there, and she's talking about video games and everything like that, and, like, playing the 64, and and it was so great. They were doing a stream, and they were like, can you tell us who she called into the stream? And they're like, oh, can you tell us who you are? And there was, like, a big deal, and, like, she was talking about the whole transgender and everything like that in the United Kingdom, and, their, you know, everything about that. But she talked about video games, too, which is really fucking cool. So I was like, that's dope. Because it's true, and she actually made a comment. It was really funny. It was something, like, on Twitter, and she was like, gotta get the rest of these guys on the Switch so we can settle our debates on Smash Bros. And I thought that was so funny. I was like, it's true, though.
Well, like how we were talking about this earlier, I'm like, if you want to reach younger generations, or even the new generation,
gaming is very high on
play that, video yeah. games. Get through yeah. through video games.
Yeah, I mean, the streaming market is so massive right now. There's so many people on it. Whether you're older, whether you're like our age, whether you're super young, everyone's on it. Everyone's on Twitch or Mixer or YouTube, one of those things, and they're watching people stream. So, yeah, it's definitely a way to get to the youth.
Well, even with streaming, you got Verizon, you got Apple, I think Amazon.
Oh,
you got you got multiple things doing, gaming services and video services, and there's just a good amount of people jumping on this streaming service, and, I mean, why not?
It's popular.
It's what's in.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're into FarmersOnly.com, boy, do we have something for you.
Get your flannels ready, boy.
Because Farming Simulator, I would imagine it's the 19?
Gotta be the new one, yeah.
There's a league, and you have a chance to win $250,000. Don't know what you have to do.
My brother was like, how the fuck can you do that, man? It takes like a good 45 minutes to get your shit ready to go with the corn and everything to harvest it. Takes a fuck a while.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it whoever harvests the most crops or builds the best farm? No. I don't know what the criteria is.
Bet I'm gonna watch it though on Twitch. I want to see.
Low-key though, Farming Simulator is kind of fun.
It is. It's fun because I think in the new one you can actually play with your friend, right?
Yeah, it's multiplayer.
That's fucking great. Awesome. It's not Goat Simulator, but still pretty fucking awesome.
No, but yeah, we kind of mentioned the Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse.
Spooters.
But apparently, each second of that movie took an artist just about a week, 7 days, to complete.
Mm-hmm.
And in total, it took over 4 years and 800 people.
That's fucking insane. Like I said, I touched on it. The movie, visually, is probably one of the coolest fucking movies I've ever seen. Whether you care for the story or not, that's on you. I mean, if you go into it just as a comic book lover and you're like, man, that's fucking cool, that's awesome. You'll probably really enjoy it. But visually, the way it comes off to you, you're just like, man, that's some cool shit. It looks like a comic book. I thought that was so cool. Sony did a good job on that one.
And the memes that came with it. Fantastic.
Flip. Resident Evil 2 remake has came out.
Yup.
And now a Resident Evil TV series is in the work with Netflix.
Because every video game is getting a TV series because the movies always suck dick.
Yeah, so like, well, just make a series of it because you have so much to explain. World of Warcraft. Warcraft, please.
Diablo.
Diablo would be cool. I know they're already working on that.
Overwatch.
Like, give me a fucking Warcraft.
Yeah, no, they probably would be really good as a TV series.
But a Resident Evil TV series would cool be fucking fuck, cool because the movies are fucking amazing.
It's true. It's
and then Resident Evil 2 is also actually very fucking good. It looks beautiful and looks good.
Yeah.
It looks really good.
Oh, yeah.
Cyberpunk 2077, a game that people are still very hyped on and still very unknown about.
Shit, we don't even know when it's coming.
No. The head writer, Sebastian Stefan. Stefan?
I don't know. Might
something?
Be.
Steven? Stefan? I don't know.
There's hey, man, no, tweet us and let us know. Man.
There's no H. It's weird.
He can tweet us.
He joined Activision Blizzard.
Sure did. Sure did. Some people are really still into Activision. Some aren't. But Blizzard is. And it's kind of cool. I mean, obviously, like, everyone's super hyped for that game. I hope he does something really good with Blizzard.
So now, with him joining Blizzard, I'm going to assume he's probably going to join the World of Warcraft team.
I'm going to
assume... Just for the fact because that writing is going to shit.
I'm also
going to
assume that Cyberpunk's done.
I don't know.
At least the story-wise, I assume it's done.
I would imagine probably, like, visually, glitchy-wise, and fine-tuning.
Yeah.
But yeah, if the head writer's leaving, you would hope things are done. But, I mean, good for Blizzard, and, you know, hopefully they do some good work with them, and hopefully this guy's actually even good. We don't know. We haven't seen Cyberpunk. This guy could be a shit-ass
I think
writer.
He also worked on Witcher, though.
I mean, well, it's from the same makers, so probably.
Probably. That's fuck.
So game, might be
of the,
okay.
Game of the century.
But speaking of leaving Activision, Bungie said, you know what? We're not doing it because you fucked Destiny 2 for us.
And good for them. Good for Bungie to say, you know what, this isn't for us. And then they keep their game, do what they want. I heard some things and everyone's like, well, technically Bungie could go back to Xbox exclusive. They're not going to do that. They make way too much money off Sony from Destiny and all that to do that.
Well, even on PC now, too.
Yeah, that too.
Well, that's Microsoft.
Yeah, so they get away with that. But, no, definitely great for Bungie to say, you know, you kind of like made our game kind of shitty and maybe we should try and do it ourselves.
Yeah, you implement all these fucking microtransactions people don't want to do, all these weird DLCs people don't want.
Well, my thing is, like, Bungie made the first three Halos. Those are fucking outstanding.
They did it without Activision.
And then it's like, oh, man. Bye, Sal.
Bye. Back to work I go.
Have fun.
Thanks.
That was special guest Sal Catrano.
Strong man.
Strong man. Strong as fuck.
But yeah, I mean, hopefully...
Oh, there Jesus. You go. He just fucking pulled a hammy.
Hopefully Bungie could keep up with Destiny and maybe we get a Destiny 3 eventually.
No, I'm sure they're
maybe right. Maybe they need to find a new publisher though, because without Activision,
that's
a lot of good money that's going out the window. But you're also way more free to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Maybe they team up with Microsoft. Maybe they have to become exclusive and that's their way of making Destiny 3.
Man. You talk about a lot of angry motherfuckers on Sony.
I just hope EA doesn't pick them up. You know how upset I would be? You drop Activision, you go to EA.
It's just going so shitty.
I'm like, what's the point anymore?
Oh, yeah, no. EA does love picking shit up, though.
But no, hopefully they do something. I think Blizzard's going to do something with them, I hope. Because they kind of helped them a little bit. But also, Blizzard's still part of Activision, so
yeah.
Maybe not. We'll see what happens. Metroid Prime 4, a game I'm very hyped about, will be restarting completely.
Awesome.
So I just gotta wait even longer, but it's gonna help, or the original people, Retro Studios, will be joining up and pumping out a little bit.
I think I brought this up to you. I want to point out is that, like, Nintendo announced this, right? Nintendo's like, yep, so we know we talk about Metroid Prime 4, and everybody's asking us about Metroid Prime 4. Well, here's the deal. It kind of sucked, so we're scrapping it and going to retro. And everyone's like, oh my fucking god, I love Nintendo. They're so open and honest with everybody. And then when other developers do this, everyone's like, fuck them, they're trash. You know what I mean? And I get it. Nintendo's very reliable. Nintendo doesn't steer people wrong. Nintendo just makes little amounts of their accessories, and then they're gone, and then you have to pay an ass ton more for them later down the road. That's okay, that's just business. But I just thought it was so funny how Nintendo does it. Everybody's like, oh my god, Nintendo, we love you. But then, God forbid, any of the other companies do it. They're like, fucking assholes!
But see, the problem is Nintendo... Name a bad Nintendo game.
No, I know. I understand.
But name a bad Call of Duty. Name a bad Battlefield. Name a bad fucking Star Wars. Name a bad almost anything from any of these developers. You could name quite a few.
Yeah.
Name a bad Nintendo game? Unless you're going old fucking school and it's just like a some shit ass game nobody knows about.
Yeah.
But like all the Donkey Kongs, all the Marios, Metroids,
Zelda.
I mean, there's no generally like, wow, that was actually a really bad game.
What about Pokemon Snapchat, enjoyable. Bro?
What?
What about Pokemon Snapchat, bro?
That was one of the most popular Pokemon games ever made, so there you go.
Fuck you!
So I'm just saying, like, when they're doing this, people are like, fuck yeah, if they're not happy with what it is,
yeah, I understand.
We're going to get a really good Metroid game. Mm-hmm. And that makes me more happy and gives me more time to play shit that I probably won't play, but, you know, I have more time to do it.
Bullshit.
Yeah. GameStop, you know, was trying to sell itself for a while, found out it's only worth about $350 store credit. It's like, shit, maybe we shouldn't. They decided, you know what, we're going to fuck ourselves again. So Kingdom Hearts 3, you know, is out now, but at the time, they're like, you know what? We got something exclusive coming out.
Well,
they have the Pro. Yeah, the special Pro. It looked
fucking
cool.
Awesome. If I didn't own a PlayStation, I'd been all about it. So cool.
So, like, you're a pre-order something, limited edition. So, you know, the limited editions went out. And instead of saying, hey, sold out, they're like, oh, no, just order, keep ordering. And lo and behold, they're like, wow, we oversold a lot of these that we don't have, so fuck you, no PlayStation for you guys.
So shitty, man.
So just put another nail in the coffin for GameStop right there, but...
GameStop, it's just rough, man, and it's just, you know, these new consoles are going to be coming out, I'm just telling you, man, they're all pushing because they all have those services. They're pushing just to go digital. It's easier. It's cheaper. Why even make the fucking disc? And that's how dinosaurs become extinct. You old motherfuckers.
Dude, I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, GameStop is not doing so well.
I mean, what happens? Think about it this way. GameStop goes. Best Buy doesn't have a rewards program like that anymore. The Gamers Club. What do? What's the incentive to buy the disc? Because the case is cool?
You usually get physical stuff for the collector.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But now you're losing these companies. Where are the pre-order bonuses? What are you getting? Amazon said, fuck you.
Yeah.
You don't get anything out of them no more. You know? So it's like, oh, all right, cool.
But see, I like a lot of the cover art, though.
I know you do. I know you do.
Because honestly, when Kingdom Hearts 3 probably goes on sale, maybe like next Black Friday, and it's like $20, I'll probably buy it even though we already own it. Yeah. But I'll probably buy it because the cover art's really cool.
Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to do with that Metroid 3DS game.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
Still can't find... Well, it's not in stores. I'm going to have to order that. But that was super cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But see, for me, like, I like collecting that shit.
Yeah.
I like having it. But, I don't know. People are different. Now, the whole Steam and Epic Games type...
Man, a lot of people are leaving Steam.
Almost, like, a lot of big hitters are leaving.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, it's not fair.
It's not, but like, when you don't update a fucking thing or give people what they want, what do you expect? Which really sucks, because my Steam library is kind of pretty, but I don't know how that's really going to work, or the transitions, and
I don't know.
I'm not sure. But as of right now, Epic Games is valued at roughly $15 billion.
Thanks, Ninja. Thanks, Fortnite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, literally, Fortnite had a massive year. I mean, it's one of the bigger years in gaming in general that it had. It's a cultural phenomenon, which is just insane. But it is. I mean, Jesus, I was at some, like, concert, and the fucking singer's doing the Floss. Like, what is this? Who brought this person here?
Remember back when Fortnite was about to come out, like, yeah, it's not going to be popular, people like PUBG, and now it's like, you don't even hear about PUBG.
No, see, all the fucking people that like PUBG, like Ruben, bunch of nerds, bro.
David?
Sorry, David, you too, but fuck you
PUBG's
guys.
Legit, it's boring as fuck.
Yeah, I don't care if it's legit, man, it's boring.
Yeah.
It is extremely boring. At least Fortnite looks cool, because it's like cartoony.
Yeah, it's pretty, it's colorful.
I'm like, oh, look at this, man, look at me, woo, I don't know, And then with the blackout mode, really just shit on PUBG. Just completely shit on what it was. Because now it's like, oh, you want realistic? We'll just go buy Call of Duty.
Yep.
And just go play that. You know what I mean? Yeah, no. Fortnite, can't touch it. Sorry. whether you like it or not, it's fucking just insanely popular. It's because of the 12-year-olds. Well, that's what got Call of Duty popular, so you're welcome.
That's what happens. Yeah. You get the kids involved, that's all you need.
You're fucking welcome.
Second Dinner, a small studio formed by former Blizzard developers, announces they are working on a Marvel game.
Yeah, I can't remember if some of these people were from Hearthstone, maybe? There's something that really stood out to me about that. Because I was thinking, like, oh my god, am I getting a Marvel card game? Fuck. Super cool.
There's some type of turn-based game.
Yeah, I'm always down for Marvel games.
Oh, I know.
We don't get them a lot, so I'm always down for them.
Do we get a new Marvel Ultimate Alliance?
Oh my god.
From the makers from Blizzard?
Spoiler of the notes, though.
What? I know. Pokemon Go, throwback, you know we're jumping. They made roughly $800 million in 2018.
Yep.
And that's roughly $2.2 million a day.
You're welcome, Niantic.
That's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
To catch Pokemon.
Yeah, but...
And I've been doing for almost 20 years.
Yeah, it's... Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, no, no, wait. I think it is over 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 96. 22 years. I've been catching Pokemon.
I'm saying, it's been a long fucking time.
God, dude, my Pokemon trainer can legally drink.
Oh, and then some.
And then some. Yeah, I know, I mean, Pokemon's... there's no sign of it really slowing down. Especially Pokemon Go, it's still popular. I mean, maybe nobody was out when it was -50, but that's alright. Still insanely popular. We are going into month 2, like you touched upon, with Swinub coming out for the community day. So, fucking A, man. Keep on rolling.
Yeah. Just pump out these events, pump out some cool stuff. That's all you need to do.
Try and get tickets to Pokemon Go Fest. Hopefully.
I'd like to go one
time. That's so fucking cool.
That'd be
man.
Cool. So, there's a new console-type deal coming out, I guess.
Ugly. It's disgusting.
Called the Mad Box.
Yeah, man. I guess these guys, because Valve couldn't do their console like they keep talking about, so these fucking people were like, yeah, we're making a console, and it's going to run on every VR, and it's this, and we're going to compete. You're going to compete with shit. Sounds a whole lot like a lot of bullshit to me. I don't know, maybe it's really cool. I don't know.
I don't know, we'll probably never see it, to be honest, if I won't make it to market, but cool. Cool.
Bring it.
So as of the last day of the year, December 31st, 2018, PS4 had sold 91.6 million units worldwide.
Yeah, and they made a ridiculous amount off the PlayStation Network, more than Xbox and Nintendo. Jesus.
But Nintendo just started.
Yeah, okay, but, you know, Xbox.
Yeah.
Which is, I thought that was pretty crazy. But yeah, no, PlayStation, it doesn't surprise me. Like I said, they got off to that great start when Xbox fucked themselves at that E3 conference. I mean, that really hurt them.
Yep.
Hurt them when they tried to distance themselves from people sharing their games and stuff like that. And bad move. And Sony was like, oh, you guys are stupid. And then everyone's like, well, fuck it, bro. We're playing PlayStation. Great single-player games.
Yeah, good bump. But yet now we have Sony like, you know what? We're not going to be at E3. We kind of already went over this before, but now we got Phil Spencer, Microsoft guy.
Head motherfucker.
And he's like, yeah, so if Sony doesn't want to show up, Microsoft is going to show up.
Yeah. They said, it's go time.
They're really, the biggest... really interested to see what they're going to be doing.
Yeah, they said it's going to be their biggest Xbox E3 conference ever. Probably because no one's at E3, and E3's like, can you do like a 4-hour conference? Can you just run it all? Because all we have is you and Nintendo. And a little bit of Ubisoft.
Right.
So, yeah, I am really excited. Halo Infinite? Yeah? You going to get actually some shit from Halo Infinite? Props. You going to get more Gears, I bet. Because they touched upon it, but you probably get more of that. Fuck that, I don't know.
Potentially Cyberpunk?
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Half-Life 3, bro.
What if they pull like a full 180 or whatever and was like, you know what? Since there was so much hype for it, Dragon Scale. Or Scalebound. Scalebound is coming back.
So cool.
With full support from Microsoft. They'll be like, oh my god, fuck everything else. That's it.
Fable's back.
Oh, shut up and take my money.
I wanted Scalebound so bad. Yeah. I hate that it's almost like every podcast we find a way just to bring it up and hurt ourselves more.
Dude, it's bad. Dude, it sucks. That was the one game I genuinely saw and was like, wow.
I was super into it. It looked
fucking good.
Yeah, I was really into it, man.
Multiplayer with dragons and...
But it was like modern.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I can't keep reminiscing about it. But...
I know. That will haunt me for a while.
Yeah, no, it's tough, dude. It's awful.
Whatever, man.
What's up, bro?
Also, with the whole Steam thing, Ubisoft is leaving Steam, moves to Epic, and their first one is going to be a Division 2 PC release.
Yeah, so basically, Ubisoft is pulling stuff from the Steam store, putting it onto the Epic Game Store, just like everybody else is now. Yeah, it begins with Division 2.
Which is coming out sometime.
March,
yeah. Overwatch is a game people still play, I guess. I don't know. I probably would play if my computer worked, but whatever. They confirmed that Soldier 76 is a part of the LGBTQ community.
Yep. He's gay.
Or bi.
I think he confirmed that he was gay.
Straight out?
Yeah.
Well, not straight.
Yeah, he had his boyfriend or whatever that he lost. Yeah, it's pretty sad. No, it really confirms. You Soldier 76 man's kind of gay. Sorry.
Damn.
Sorry.
From season 3 to 7, I got some bad news.
Hey, me too.
Oh, boy.
I have a question for you about this before we get into the league talk. Is, today's the first, right?
Yes.
13 days until season 2 launches. You'll have 20 teams. Honestly, even though there isn't a Chicago team, I highly recommend you watching it. Because now there's 20 teams. You get a whole different matches ups all the time. And that's something you'll actually enjoy. And it's like 5 days a week. It's like every day. It's on Twitch. Or on other ways to watch it. But anyway, I have a question for you. You haven't played in a while, but I've seen a lot of people because a lot of people are calling it toxic and different things and the meta shit and all this. But I saw something on a forum kind of made me think about it. Instead of Blizzard catering to the minority of the team, which are the people... I guess the majority, actually. The majority, like, the people that aren't super good, right? All of us kind of shitty fuckers, like Platt, Diamond. I mean, Diamond's decent, but you know what I'm talking about? All of us down there, right? Oh, this person's unbalanced. Oh, this person's OP. And Blizzard's really quick to try and fix it, right? Should they cater more towards the competitives? Like the top 500s, the grandmasters, and go what they believe the game should be.
No.
Okay.
Because the majority of your players are those shit players that need to have fun and want to play.
Okay.
Your competitive guys are going to adapt to whatever you do.
Okay.
I've stuck with Roadhog through all of his shit.
All of his bullshit.
Through the one shot, through the what the fuck is this guy? And now to the, he's pretty fucking good again.
I really wish you played, because he is really good.
Yeah. So, for me... I don't want to say that I might classify myself as one of the good players because I got Grandmaster a couple times.
Yeah.
So I put myself, I was in the top 500 for a very brief time.
Yeah. I mean, I asked my brother, even on console, I think he was about maybe 20 SR away from top 500. Mm-hmm. And like, I asked him, I'm like, what do you think? And I think even he would say, you know, it just needs to be more balanced. Don't just, oh my God, someone on Reddit ripped the shit out of Genji. Let's fuck with Genji. That's not how it needs to be. Okay, that's not how it works. You guys are developers. You watch the game. You play the game. Just kind of... I think they should hear it from all sides. I think a lot of times they don't listen to the top competitive players as much, and that's a problem. Because that's where all your money's coming from.
I mean, in a way...
I mean, I get what you're saying. Because
but you have to make the community happy. That's true. The community is all those scrubs.
Yeah.
So I think what you...
Us bums.
I think what you do is you... see what people are complaining about, like a Genji. And you go to the pro players and be like, hey, what do you think about Genji? What would you adjust?
Yeah.
What do you think about his deflect? Maybe we make it a half a second shorter. What do you think about his lunge? Do we make it 50 units longer? like that. Like, what would make Genji more viable, more fun?
Yeah.
What would make him an all-around decent character?
Yeah, I think there's people out there that really believe that, like, oh my god, every character should be viable. That's not going to work that way. It's not how that game's designed.
No, it's different situations, it's map, it's comp,
right.
What's
It's just going because on. Right now, Goats is popular and people hate Goats. It's boring. It is boring to play. Goats is very, very boring to play, but hey, man, that's what's effective right now. It changes. It's a cycle. I mean, we went through, what, the Bastion phase, the Tank phase, went through the one that Anna was really fucking cool for a while, Tracer was really fucking cool for a while. Happens.
Yeah, I mean, you need more tanks. You have not enough variety for the big guys.
Yeah, it's true.
You got plenty of DPS. You need more fatties out
like
there.
Like legit tanks, though. Not fucking like Hammond and shit.
No, not disruptor tanks. You need like anchor tanks, like a Reinhardt or a Rissa.
Yeah, because all you really got, like, you have so many, like, you have D.Va and Hammond and Roadhog and, like, I don't know. You don't have a lot. Like, you don't have a lot of main tanks.
Yeah, they're I don't know. Like I said, there's nobody just to sit there.
Nope.
And be like, touch me, hit me.
Yep.
But I don't know. I mean,
listen to that, Blizzard.
I haven't played in a while, so I can't put too much input on it. But you know, it's still a fun game regardless.
Yeah.
Just it does get boring when you're doing the same comp over and over. Then it's like, well, I need some type of variety.
You don't want to switch because you're like, oh, fuck, bro, where's my SR?
Yeah, then you're like, I don't want to lose. So, man, things will change eventually.
Oh, but, sure.
Yeah. So, the Overwatch League, you know, the Season 2 is about to come out, like we said.
Valentine's Day, baby.
There's an all-access pass that's on sale for $15.
Which is about half off of what it was last year, which is really cool.
Oh, so trying to get more people in.
Yeah, so basically what it does is when you watch it on Twitch, you don't get any ads. That's awesome. It gives you a bunch of exclusive behind-the-scenes stuff with the players, the coaches, the analysts. They have a new camera mode they're trying. If you actually watched Overwatch World Cup over the fall with BlizzCon, they tried it out because they're trying to be... One of the big things I heard from viewers was really fucking hard to pay attention to who's doing what. Because it is. For us at home and watching, it's kind of really paying the dick to see, like...
Well, you got 12 people doing things.
Right.
It's like, I don't know.
The new thing is really cool, though. You can actually specify who you want to watch. Like, say you see somebody, like... Well, Seagull's not in it anymore, but say he was, right? And you're like, I really want to watch what Seagull's doing over there as D.Va. Boom, you can watch. And I think that would be really cool, too. But $15 is pretty good. Because now you get way more games, and it's cheaper than last year. That's pretty dope.
So now that $15 is just the one-time buy for the whole season.
Yep, for the whole season.
And postseason?
Yep. Get it all. $15. It's a really good deal.
That's not too bad.
And you get 200 Overwatch League tokens as well.
There you go. Buy yourself a skin.
Yep. Home and away, they're both out, so.
Oh, yeah, they got away now, right?
Mm-hmm. I think if you buy one, though, you just get both.
That'd make sense.
Because I think every home one that I had before, I already got the away now for it. So I think so.
I still never purchased my free one.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I didn't decide on who I want. I was waiting for Chicago.
You can look at some of the other ones. They're pretty cool now. Good color schemes.
Yeah, when I get my computer bumping, but...
Don't worry about it right now. You don't have to do that yet.
Right. Rocket League is still relevant somewhere, but...
Sure is.
It is now full crossplay everywhere.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, I just pretend when I play that I'm beating the shit out of those PlayStation bitches.
Yeah, take that.
Fuckers. Goddamn Amaya Brothers.
And as we kind of hinted before about a new Marvel Ultimate Alliance...
Oh, it's coming.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 coming to the Switch in October
2019. 2019, sorry.
Oh, that's a typo.
What a dick.
You'll notice there's a lot of typos and I go through every one of them.
Fuck you. Yeah, October 2019, though. Marvel Ultimate Alliance... Trace. Super hyped because somehow Nintendo was like, we're getting it. No one else.
Y'all keep fucking it up. Give it to us.
Everyone's like, no! What? God, no!
I'm not saying that, but like, I would fucking play the shit out of
that. I just remember when
Switch.
They announced it and so many people were like, what the fuck? I'm like, what? If you don't buy a Switch, you probably should. No, I can say that because I own one. Pussies.
Finally.
And finally!
I'll get a Switch. I got a Switch!
It's awesome.
Oh, not, but about fucking time.
Super fun, man. Like, watching Hulu on it, playing Fortnite.
I hate every part of your being.
I also like really like playing Smash Bros. Too. Pity Piranha's out.
We get some whipped cream and slapping at your bald ass head.
Spoiler alert, I am bald.
Saying that dumb shit. Dude, Hulu looks really good portable. Go home.
Hey, are we getting in new versions of the Switch? They keep saying we are.
There's a mini version.
I heard we're getting two, though.
Yeah, there's a mini version and a something else.
Nicer version. Screen's gonna be nicer.
Yeah, I mean...
These fucking assholes, man. This is like the DS all over again. I bought a DS XL and they're like, hey, here's a cool one, the C-Stick.
There's a new 3DS XL.
me and Dan are just like, what the fuck, man? We just bought ours. Bullshit.
That's why they do trade-ins. That's where GameStop comes in handy.
Oh, that's so true.
Star Wars game from EA.
Open world.
It was an open world one. I was getting to that.
Alright.
So since it's an EA game and it's a Star Wars game, obviously it got cancelled.
Yeah, I'm pretty positive either this game or there's another one that cancelled that involved the bounty hunters, which sounded really fucking cool. Fucked it. EA is so... It's so stupid, man. It's a layup. It's fucking Star Wars. It's not hard, dude. People love Star Wars. It's not hard to sit there and give a good quality Star Wars game. People did it for fucking ever. Look at those Battlefront games back in the day. I don't even know who fucking made those. But they were good. And EA gets it and just fucks it up. They're trash. I hate that fucking company, man.
Yeah, but they ain't going anywhere because they make money. Because
all they can do is make sport games.
People refuse not to buy them.
I love their sport games so much.
And that's why you're supporting the devil.
No one else makes good sport games besides 2K, and they only have basketball.
And if you stop supporting EA, someone will be like, damn, sports market is so big.
No, EA signed that contract many moons ago. They are exclusive to the football games. No one else can do it. Yep, really shitty. I know.
Well, you're stuck with it.
I know. Fuckers.
Ronda Rousey is Sonya Blade in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, some people are really pissed about that, too.
Dude, people are pissed about anything.
I know, and I'm like, what? That's really cool. She's a total nerd, loves Mortal Kombat, and kind of looks like Sonya Blade anyway. Kind of cool.
I'm okay with that. I'll never play the new Mortal Kombat, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's true. I just... Man, fuck, it looks so cool, though.
Another game I'll never play, because I'm not into fighting games, really, but Power Angel... Power Rangers Battle for the Grid coming to all the systems. I don't know if it's including your phone.
It already is out on your phone.
Damn. sometime this year.
Yeah, so I remember I saw it and I got super hyped. And I watched the trailer again. I go, wait. I open my phone. I'm like, I have this game on my phone. Now you want to sell it to me for $60 on a console? Take my money. I'll play it on Switch.
Yeah, will you?
I'd buy that on the Switch, yeah. Because that's more of a fun game for me to take on like a bigger screen than my iPhone. And play. Yeah. I think it has to be a little different. They have to have something different because the game's free on my fucking phone. So, I mean, I think it's the same, like, fighting style. It's like a Marvel vs. Capcom kind of style with the three people, you know? You know, do it together and stuff like that. So it's probably a little different because you're giving me $60, but... Yeah.
Well, that's if it is going to be a $60 release.
I already saw it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, 60.
Yeah, but then you got, like, Super Smash Bros.
You're right.
You got Mortal Kombat 11.
You're right, and then Ultimate Alliance is right there, too.
Yeah.
But I bet I will at, like,
well,
at
Marvel
some
Ultimate
point...
Alliance is, like, a different type of game. Talking about, like, a side fighting game.
Okay. I mean, I bet I will totally get drunk one night and buy that Power Ranger game. I love Power Rangers too much.
I guess so.
Sorry.
Sorry, I was
zoned out.
Farted in my brain for a second.
Shit.
So there's a new Batman movie coming out, right?
I didn't know where we were going here. I'm like looking at the notes and I'm like, where are we going?
No, dude, I'm doing what I want. Reeves' Pieces. New Batman movie called The Batman.
I don't know if that's the actual title, but they did say that, so I'm like, is that the real title?
It is one word. The Batman is one word.
Sorry, I was typing fast.
It will be released in 2021, supposedly.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see if it does, but...
So that's a very early call-out to a new movie that no one's probably going to give a shit about until you actually start making it.
I was going
to
say, like, whoa.
Yeah, like, you have to start doing something.
Whoa.
You can't be like, oh, hey... We're going to make another Avengers, but it's not going to be for 2025. Like, well, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, that's... So this movie was in development like before Justice League, I'm pretty sure. And Ben Affleck was going to be the director, and he was going to star in it. And then Warner Brothers was just like, fuck your script. And he's like, no, this is a really good script. Like, I really like this. And Warner Brothers is like, no, fuck you. People didn't like our movie, so we had to fuck your movie. So they hire Matt Reeves. Good call. That's no problem with that. I like him. And then basically him and Ben were kind of like, this isn't going to work. And they're like, fuck it. Ben, you're out. We want a younger Batman. Which, I mean, you should have.
Well, they want to portray a hungrier Batman.
Hunger
Batman.
Yeah, he's a little bit hungry, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. No, yeah, younger Batman. Sorry, I can't type. But it makes sense. They want to do, which I do like. So basically Matt Reeves said they're going to focus on the rogues. The rogue gallery, which could be like Mr. Freeze, Penguin, Two-Face, Hugo Strange. So I almost said Doctor Strange. Not the same.
Yep.
So it should have been a younger Batman from the get-go. I have no problem. Some people really hated Ben Affleck. I really enjoyed Ben Affleck, especially in Batman vs. Superman, because he played that old Bruce really well. And he was a dick, and he killed people, and that was pretty fucking cool. And that's what really bothered people the most. Oh my god, he killed somebody. Batman has killed people. Come on, man. It's not that big of a deal. But I do like that DC now, Warner Brothers and them basically said, okay, we know Zack Snyder had a plan to connect everything. We suck dick at that, and we keep letting him go, so we're going to focus on solo movies. And it's worked. Wonder Woman was great. Aquaman was great. Man of Steel, when that first came out, was really good. And James Gunn just got picked to direct Suicide Squad 2, and he's fucking tearing it down and starting it new. He did Guardians of the Galaxy. You don't think he can do Suicide Squad really well?
I don't know. The first Suicide Squad was shit.
That's why he's getting... Oh, they just did a Birds of Prey trailer, too. And Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn. Because she was good. I thought she was good in that movie, actually.
Yeah, she wasn't bad.
And then they show Black Canary, Huntress, Ewan McGregor, young Obi-Wan Kenobi. He's playing Black Mask as the villain. That's pretty fucking cool. So, but I hope that DC does get better. I thought at first you were going to say no one gives a fuck about Batman. I'm like, whoa, dude.
No.
Someone said, too, they made a point that, like, I don't know why they keep making Bat movies. They're not going to be as good as the Nolan trilogy. I mean, I'm sure back in the day someone thought, why are we making Batman movies when they're not going to be as good as Michael Keaton? You know what I mean? Batman is an extremely popular superhero. I don't mind another Batman movie. Just make it good.
It's like Batman, Spider-Man, those will be constantly renewed.
Always.
Because for some reason, like, we can't stick with one fucking thing.
No, that's on the studios, man. Fuck them.
Yep.
The Batman.
Now, Nintendo is announcing a Dr. Mario World coming this summer to your phone.
Don't you guys have phones?
Yeah, man. You can play fucking Diablo on it.
Mario Kart World Tour is coming out for your phone, too.
That's kind of cool.
Nah, see, I don't have a problem with that. Or Dr. Mario. That's okay.
See what they do with Dr. Mario. It'll probably be like the Tetris thing.
What they were saying, yeah.
With the pills.
Yeah.
Pills here.
I hope it's not that Mario Run game. That game sucked. Nothing but microtransactions.
Money.
Fucking Christ.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, they're like, get it for free or pay $5 and unlock everything. I'm like, oh, fuck. Here's $5. I want to play as Peach.
Also, the Switch has crossed over 32 million. In the sales mark, and over 8 million online subscribers.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
And the online subscription has been out for, like, what, 2 or 3 months?
Yeah, I think it came out, like, around September, so a few months, like, 3.
Well, right before Smash Bros., right?
No, it came out in, like, September or October. It's, like, a month or two before Smash Bros.
I thought they were doing it a month before.
Maybe.
Either way, it hasn't been a long time.
Even been 6 months. It's been like 3 or 4 months.
And having 8 million people subscribe already.
What's up?
Pretty wild.
I'm one of them.
I'm not yet.
No, you bitch.
What do you do with it online?
Nothing.
Uh-huh.
Nothing, because I don't play Smash Bros. Online.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, why did I pay it? But then I'm like, wow, it's like $3 a month.
You're the problem.
I actually just paid for the full year, so it was cheaper.
Wow. Warning headphone users, because this is in all caps with a lot of exclamatory marks here. finally, Kingdom Hearts I is here. I don't know if that was as loud as it could have been, but yeah, Kingdom Hearts 3, after 25 fucking thousand years, they're like, you know what, we probably should release the third one, and we fucking got it, and I fucking have it, and I don't want to fucking play it. All the hype, man.
Why don't you want to play it?
Dude, you can't tickle someone's dick. For 12 fucking years.
You're a liar,
though.
You're such a liar, because even like a month ago, once the ad started coming out, you were so excited. Because it felt real to you.
It did.
And you felt real until the day it came out. As soon as you were like, damn, I have to watch these videos to remember some of the plot.
Ruined it for you. Like, there's like 6 hours of videos I need to fucking file through.
I mean, there's probably a good, I would say an hour to about 2 hours. You could probably get away with watching some of the videos, and you'd feel pretty much right where it's at. You understand? I did. I was like, oh, wow, okay, cool. I'm back on track. I know what I'm doing. And it's fucking great. I'm not really getting into the game because Joey hasn't played it, but visually, it's fucking beautiful. It's outstanding. I wanted to say that I love the moves where you use the amusement park attractions. Fucking cool. Super cool. Awesome. I don't even know. The Hercules Keyblade is just so dope.
I honestly might try to start it tomorrow. Maybe a little bit before the Super Bowl.
Should.
So, at least get it started.
You have to review it, bro, on the podcast. This would be the perfect game to review.
Right. And then Kingdom Hearts, you know, is out, obviously. And now in Disney World Tokyo, because we don't get anything fucking cool over here, they have Kingdom Hearts themed hotel rooms with fucking Keyblades as the fucking keys.
And you take it home.
And you get to keep them.
Yeah, it's really cool. The whole room has like the picture, you know? The picture with like the circle and there's like Sora on one side and the other kid on the other. That's so fucking cool, dude.
There's nobody?
Yeah, no, the other one. The first original that Xehanort took the guy's heart. Starts with a V. Vanus? Yeah, it's him. Yeah. Really fucking cool, though. Yeah, it's awesome. But the fact that you get to keep the Keyblade is just even better in its own right.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Ryan.
Yeah?
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you know what the top-selling games were for the month of December of 2018? Oh my god,
that's right. I'm like, which one's he gonna ask me first? Yeah, I do. Let's start from 10, though. Well, this has even more. Wait, how many is this? 20. We're doing 20.
Fuck it. We're doing it live.
Number 20. Fallout 76.
Ooh, bad. That's a bad one. I'm sorry for anybody who purchased that game.
So weird, because so many people I've heard just say, hey, it's actually pretty fun with people. 19. Spyro Reignited Trilogy.
Fuck yes. I beat all of them.
Did you?
Great.
Oh, you bitch.
Love them.
Yeah, they're super fun.
I'm 15 achievements away from 100% in all three, and I refuse to get them because those are the ones I hate the most.
Lit. Number 18, Minecraft. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Minecraft.
Who doesn't own Minecraft?
Evidently people. I don't know who.
Minecraft's been out for like fucking 15 years.
Yeah, I know.
Crazy. We were playing an alpha on the PC.
Oh, it was shit. Christ. Number 17, an oldie but a goodie, Grand Theft Auto 5.
There you go. Who doesn't own that yet, but fuck it.
16, FIFA 19.
Man.
15, Just Cause 4. 14, Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. 13, Super Mario Odyssey. Number 12, Pokemon Let's Go Eevee. Number 11, Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I don't know what went down with their, like, there's some, like, issues with their, people were, like, pissed about their DLC or something, like, protesting it or something.
It's, really?
Yeah, something about the story that. And people were fucking pissed. I don't know, that's for another podcast, but.
Oh, shit.
Alright, let's get to the top 10 though, guys. Number 10, Marvel's Spider-Man. Perfect. Number 9, Pokemon Let's Go. Pikachu.
Yeah. Fangirls.
Or boys.
No, fangirls.
I haven't bought it yet, but I have to buy Eevee because he's OP. Number 8, Super Mario Party.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of it.
Number 7, Madden NFL 19. Yeah, all right, let's see it. Pick it up for the Christmas market. That's cool. Number 6, Mario Kart 8. Always fun to get pissed off at.
Goodbye.
Number 5, NBA 2K19. Number 4, Battlefield 5. Awful. Number 3, Call of Duty Black Ops 4. Number 2, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, shit.
Yep. And number 1, that's right, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. It's, man. Yeah, a lot of Nintendo games made the top 20. You know, GTA's like, nah, I'm not going nowhere. Still fucking here, bro. Wow. Yeah. Super Smash Bros. Ultimate in 1 month became the 5th best-selling game in the U.S. in 2018.
Holy shit. It was only out for like 3 fucking weeks.
Yeah, it released in December.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's really good, actually. That's awesome. Really cool, though. Yeah, Smash Bros. Ultimate, I mean, goddamn, try to get the adapter for your controllers.
Don't need them, just get the wireless GameCube ones.
Even cooler.
Plus, they're new GameCube controllers. I mean, why not?
Yeah, that's true. I love GTA still staying in there, man.
I don't know how. Like I said, who doesn't own GTA?
You remember that time that Siege was in there? We're like, what?
Yeah.
How? But then it's like, oh, it's okay. The GTA's going for like 20 months. It's fucking still rolling. Here we go.
That's wild. Mm-hmm. Did I have another question to ask you?
Yeah, you wanted me to know the February release dates.
Oh. Ryan, do you know what games are releasing in the month of February, the month that we're in currently?
Yeah, I'm actually going to go in order, too. Today, February 1st, spoiler alert, Ace Combat 7, Skies Unknown for the PC was released.
Honestly, I heard, like, those games are actually a lot of fun.
They might be. I don't know. February 5th, Etrian Odyssey Nexus 3DS.
Nice.
Also on February 5th for the Occupation for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. I feel like that's the VR game with your job. The fun one that we liked when we were in the office. Remember that VR game?
That was already Job Simulator, though.
I think there's a new one.
Weird.
Not sure. February 6th, The Walking Dead. That's for PS4 and Xbox One. February 7th, Total War Three Kingdoms coming to the PC. February 7th as well, BlazBlue? Yeah, Central Fiction coming to the Switch. February 8th, God Eater 3, coming to PS4 and PC. February 8th, Monster Energy Supercross 2, dude, coming to the PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. February 12th, Trials Rising, bro, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. February 14th, PC only, Civilization 6, Gathering Storm.
Nice. I heard climate change affects the way the game plays.
Really?
Pretty cool.
That is really fucking cool. February 15th, power! Crackdown 3 on the Xbox One and PC. It'll be available on your Game Pass February 15th.
That's finally releasing?
Yep. February 15th, not available on Game Pass. Sorry. Far Cry New Dawn for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Also on February 15th, Jack, Brian, get your Weeaboo ready. Get your Naruto headband on real tight. Jump Force comes out for PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
I've seen gameplay on that, was not impressed at all.
No? I didn't watch it because I don't want to be disappointed.
I watched Yugi fight and...
Wasn't cool?
It looked very half-assed.
I'll buy it when it's on sale. February 21st, Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Trilogy. Switch, PS4, and Xbox One. February 22nd, as of now, Anthem for PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
Spoiler alert, not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. This next game also left the Steam store for Epic. Forgot to mention that. Oops. Metro Exodus. PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
I heard that was a big one to leave.
Oh, they were
that
pissed.
Steam was like, ooh.
Pissed.
Ooh, you don't take that one, but they did.
Mm-hmm. Then you have Anno 1800 for the PC, February 26th. Dirt Rally 2.0, PS4, Xbox, and PC. That's February 26th as well. And last one on February 26th, Lego Movie 2, the video game. Switch, PS4, and Xbox One.
Did Lego Movie 2, the movie, come out
yet? It's about to. I think it comes out this month.
Okay, so it would be weird if you get to play the game before you watch the movie.
I'm going to totally add this to my favorites because it has every month.
Ooh.
We even had March.
Nice.
Ooh. Let me look at it a little bit. Nice.
Oh, also the side note here, well, kind of involved, but the creators that made Detroit Become Human
Yep.
do not want to make games just for Sony anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised that exclusives are even a thing. Because a lot of these companies are like, but we can make so much money if we just go to multiple platforms.
In all reality, if you give me God of War available on the Xbox, I will buy God of War. You give me Uncharted?
Yeah.
I'd probably play those.
Or flip it. Look at some of the PlayStation owners we know. You've had Halo. Don't you think they'd probably buy Halo?
That's all Alex was talking about. Yeah. That's why he wanted an Xbox just for Halo.
Yeah, and Gears.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all we got. Yeah, Forza.
Oh,
Horizon.
Okay.
And the other one, but yeah. Horizon's the cool one. That's pretty dope, man. It's pretty dope. Awesome.
Great did show. Did you have anything else we need to go over?
No. No. I feel pretty happy with that.
All right. Brian, where can these lovely, well, potentially lovely people, I don't know who
they might be fucking pricks, I don't know. But that's okay, because you listen to us. You can find us on Facebook.com/ Big J and BB Show. Man, I almost fucked that
up. You almost did.
This is hard.
I was about to say we have to restart.
Twitter, @ Big J and BB Show. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Music Store. Simply search Big J and BB Show. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Joey! Take us away with the quote of the week.
These motherfuckers don't know how to read a goddamn label. Me at work a couple hours ago. You stay breezy, Chicago.